I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A controversial arrest in England raises serious questions about religious freedom. Then, stick around for three quiet crises that are having impact on the American church. We'll unpack it for you in just a moment. But first, there's a clash of worldviews hitting courts of law in Europe as more Muslims migrate and are born there. Last weekend in England, a man was arrested after publicly burning a copy of the Quran. Days before that, an Iraqi-born critic of Islam was assassinated in Sweden. He'd been charged with burning copies of the Quran in 2023. But should those burnings be considered free speech, or are they crimes? Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says it's natural for followers of Islam to take the question seriously.
You know, when they're coming in and they're bringing their religious practices, they bring what they know. And half of the world's Muslim countries have variations of blasphemy laws.
England abolished its blasphemy laws about certain Christian beliefs in 2008, but it appears to be wavering as Muslim leaders speak up.
And so what we're seeing is with this blasphemy, is it's a push from the leadership to really establish an Islamic culture in these communities. And it's only going to grow.
Kelly says laws that criminalize blasphemy have had devastating effects on Christians and religious minorities in places like Pakistan and Afghanistan. So watch and pray over these religious freedom conversations in Europe. But as you do so, remember that bringing Muslims to Europe is part of God's divine plan, and pray that justice and freedom will lead to more people coming to know Christ and being saved. Next, planting churches in Indonesia is no easy task. As the month of Ramadan draws near, one place where it will be strictly observed is the province of Aceh in northern Sumatra. The region is nearly 100% Muslim and has been governed under Sharia law since 2001. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
Aceh has a nickname throughout Indonesia. They actually refer to it as the second porch of Mecca. So just a very devout Muslim area. So this is a challenge for AMG and also provides so much opportunity for the gospel.
One Christian man we'll call Dodi took Aceh's spiritual state to heart. He and his family travel from village to village to share the gospel and plant churches. Already, God has brought one Achenese family to know Christ.
These brave planters, armed with Bibles and the good news, are facing opposition, persecution, and also the joy of seeing their own people come to faith.
Pray for gospel advance in Indonesia and find your place in the story.
If you would prayerfully consider supporting this work, you can visit amghelp.org to learn more about that.
And finally, sexual or financial scandals aren't the only things weighing down the body of Christ in the United States. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries describes three quiet crises affecting today's Christian leaders. The first hits closest to home, a child who's walked away from the Lord.
I've heard the broken hearts of many people in ministry for a son or daughter. It caused me to even write a booklet called The Jesus of Their Own, How to Fight for the Faith of the Next Generation.
Learn how you can request this free booklet from Hutchcraft Ministries in the full story at our website. Isolation breeds a second crisis. Many leaders tell Hutchcraft they have no one to confide in.
Cry out to Jesus and be honest with God. He isn't going to be shocked. When you pray, you're not informing him. You're inviting him to come into the deepest parts of your heart where there is stored up hurt.
The last of the three quiet crises is what Hutchcraft calls profession replacing passion.
You're still preaching the sermons. You're still doing the meetings. But somewhere it's become a wheel you crank instead of the overflow of your heart. It's time to go back to him and say, Lord, please break my heart again for what breaks yours. Help me see what you see when you see people.
We've got three ways to pray for Christian leaders at missionnews.org.
Don't be a critic. Be an intercessor. Fight for them in prayer.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.